This week's Tow Away has been sponsored by Family M. Wiesenfeld, Lichvod Hanesuim Shel Swuri Finneas and Esti Wiesenfeld. Vov Shvat, Monday the 30th of January, Rabbi Shalom Segal. Tefillah, from the heart or halacha?
When deciding what to talk about, there's obviously a question of drush or halacha. And then we decided that perhaps to try and do make some sort of synthesis between drush and halacha. So the first part will be very much, as I said, a combination of the two. And hopefully, if time allows, we'll speak a little about halacha at the end, sort of through and through halacha. There's a well-known story which takes place. I think it's from the Kotzker Rebbe. That one time after davening, one of his talmidim went over to the Kotzker Rebbe, and the Rebbe said to him, "He said Shalom Aleichem," and he said to him, "I haven't been anywhere. Why are you saying Shalom Aleichem to me?" He said, "What do you mean? You didn't just daven?" He said, "Yeah, I did." Still, during davening, you probably went halfway around the world. there's a similar mitzvah that Rosh Hashanah Shadron used to tell. He says one time he was walking down Ben Yehuda, and he suddenly felt a clap on his heart. Twice, somebody punched him in the heart. He turned around, he said, "No." He suddenly chapped. He's holding the middle of Shemana Esrei, and the mitzvah has probably never actually happened to Rosh Hashanah Shadron. But I think a lot of us can relate to such an idea. That davening is a very, very shver avodah, to be able to hold concentration during davening. The main question which I want to address today is a debate I had with a friend once: is davening, is it something of emotion, or is it halacha? In other words, let's say I don't feel like davening now; I just don't have any emotional drive. So should I daven? Should I not? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, as we all know, that va'avatem es Hashem elokeichem. That tefillah is an avodah shebelev. It's an avodah to do with the heart. And the Rambam says on this in Hilchos Tefillah, he says, "Kavonas halev keitzad." What is considered kavonas halev? Says the Rambam, "Kol tefillah she'ino b'kavona ino tefillah." A tefillah which doesn't have kavona, a tefillah which is void of kavona, is not a tefillah. The Rambam continues and he says, "Motza data meshubashas." If a person can't concentrate, he's too occupied. V'libay Torah, he's too occupied with business, or whatever else it may be, he's Torah. Also, ladies, Palat Achit Siyashiv Data says the Rambam is forbidden to daven until he gains Yeshav Adas, until he's able to concentrate. And the Rambam goes on, therefore, and says something which is, perhaps to us, is a major chiddush. He says if a person comes back from a derech, he comes back from a journey, he says, Chazal say, wait 3 days, don't daven for 3 days. That's what the Rambam passes. When we go to Shulchan Aruch, however, when we go to Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Hamispalel tzorich sheyichavim b'chala brachos." Says the Mechaber, a person has to have kavon in all the brachos. V'imeni yochel echavim b'chulam. Let's say a person can't have kavon in all of them. So kaponim lefachis yichavim b'ovos. At least the first brach of Shemana Esrei should have kavon. And there's a bir halacha there who speaks about how does this fit in with the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say one shouldn't daven. And Be'emes, it's a very, very big question. What's the point of davening if I'm not going to have kavon? So I've seen, they say, the Ekele Tal used to say like this. He says, davening is no different to any other mitzvah. No more should I take arba minim, and I do it without any kavon. I've done a ma'aseh mitzvah. I put on tefillin. I don't have kavon. I'm still yitzvah because I've done a ma'aseh mitzvah. So too, he says, tefillah, so you don't have kavon. You've done a ma'aseh mitzvah. But understandably, it's very, very difficult. Because, yes, when I take arba minim, I've done the ma'aseh mitzvah. But what is the ma'aseh mitzvah of tefillah? Tefillah without kavanah, says the Rambam, is not a tefillah. It's like taking arba minim and taking a plum instead of an esrog. I've done the ma'aseh mitzvah, I took 4 minim, but that's not the ma'aseh mitzvah. The ma'aseh mitzvah of tefillah, says the Rambam, is tefillah with kavanah. Now the problem becomes more pronounced in perhaps what's become accepted. Because the Shulchan Aruch does seem to say that if a person is not even going to have kavona at all, I know even the first bracha I can't be mechavin, then don't bother davening. That's what it seems to be. However, we've never heard of such a thing. We know that many of us, sometimes we go through a tefillah, and we know, you know what, we're just, our mind's completely elsewhere. So yes, if we can wait a little bit and calm down, yeah. But if let's say it's a choice now, I either daven now, or I'm not going to daven at all. We know, of course, and it's brought, all the Akronim say this, the Aruch HaShulchan, they say one, they accept that halacha is one still davened. Now, the way his friend put it to me was like this. He says, imagine he comes back at 2 o'clock in the morning from a chasm. He's absolutely shattered, falls into bed. He's dozing in and out of sleep. He suddenly wakes up. He suddenly wakes up and he thinks to himself, wait a second, I haven't davened Maariv. He drags himself out of bed, grabs a siddur, mutters down some sort of shmoneh esrei. He's not sure he said all the words. Maybe he has, maybe he hasn't. He says, then falls back into bed. He said to me, what do you think? Do you think Hashem really wanted that tefillah? What sort of tefillah is that?
Better than nothing, no?
Well, that's what we're going to discuss. Is it better than nothing? Let's put it from a different side. The Master Rosh Yeshiva used to paint a different scenario. Perhaps one which, again, people will be, can kind of...
Relate to.
Yes. Is like this. Imagine a person, you know, he's running from one place to another, he's busy with business, and all of a sudden he looks at his watch, he says, oi, 2 minutes to Shkia. So what does he do? He grabs a siddur, quickly, you know, rattles down the mitzvah, looks at his clock, ah, Baruch Hashem, 30 seconds to go, just did it in the nick of time. Now says Master Rosh Yeshiva, let's just think about this. He says, let's make a poshta cheshbon. He says, what have you just accomplished? Says the Master Rosh Yeshiva, you've been mekayim a mitzvah to Rabbanah. Mitzvah to Rabbanah of tefillah. Because even if you say that the Rambam, the mitzvah of tefillah is d'oraisa, but that's one tefillah. You've done chakras in the morning. So, you've been mekayim a mitzvah to Rabbanah. Says the Master Rosh Yeshiva, but you've also just been over somewhere in the region of 30 to 50 isuri d'oraisa. Why? He says like this, because we all know there's a thing about when a person says the Shem Hashem, there's a thing to have kavon, or whatever the kavon is, adonai kol, whatever it is. And yes, we know there's something a person can say in the morning, which may cover the kavon for the rest of the day, fine. But says the Master Rosh Yeshiva, there's a one big tonight there. He brings from the Yisrael Sheresh Aveda. I'm not, whether this is accepted by halacha, this is the opinion of the Yisrael Sheresh Aveda. He says, if I'm not even cognizant that I said the Shem Hashem, I'm too busy looking at my watch, trying to make sure I get there in time for Shkia, I'm not even cognizant that I've said the Shem Hashem, he says, that's Issa Doraisa, Lo Sisso. So, I mean, I looked last night, just made a quick cheshbon, just the Shem Hashem, Yudke Vodke, I'm not talking about the other Shem is there. Just in Shemen Esri, you've got it, I think it's just over 30. Says the Master Rosh Yeshiva, our priorities seem to be slightly warped. Now he's talking about a different Indian there. He justifies it and he explains how we can use it for the good. But it's a very, very stark question. What's going on with it? To sum up, we've got the Rambam. The Rambam says that a tefillah without kavanah is not a tefillah. Says the Rambam, if you don't have kavanah salib, don't bother davening. Better also this father. When it comes to the Shulchan Aruch, he seems to take it down a darga. And he says, look, as long as I can have kavanah pirish hamiras in the first bracha, of Shemona Esrei, look, it's still worth davening. Mashma, but less than that, not worth davening. And then we've come down even further than that. And it's become accepted, the place can say, that even if I'm not going to have kavanah at all, better daven, better than nothing. And the question is why? That's what we want to try and get to today. What exactly is the point in a tefillah void of kavanah? Surely it's not even a mitzvah, it's not a tefillah at all. In this week's Sedra, we find Klal Yisrael come to the Yom Suf. They turn behind them and they've got the Mitzriyim. They look in front, they've got the Yom Suf. What do? So Moshe starts davening. Vayema Hashem on Moshe, and Hashem says to Moshe, Matitzak Eloi, why are you davening to me? Daber El Bnei Yisrael v'Yisrael. Do something about it. Act. Tell Bnei Yisrael, jump in, move in. Move into the water. Says Rashi, we learn from here that Moshe must have been davening. Now's not a time to daven lengthy tefillahs. Klal Yisrael are in a difficult situation, in a tzorah. You've got to do something about it. The Maharal explains what's pshat in Rashi. He says because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not interrupt a tefillah. As long as you're davening, Hashem will not send the remedy. He'll only send the refuah once you finish davening. Okay, that's what the Maharal says. But one difficulty still bothered me. How was Moshe? It sounds like it's a little bit of a criticism on Moshe's part. Why are you davening lengthy tefillahs? What, you know, what's the matter with you? Klal Yisrael are in trouble. Get on with it. Do something about it. But how was Moshe supposed to know that he davened enough? Maybe he didn't feel he'd hit the mark yet. How was he supposed to know his tefillah had hit the mark? Surely the situation was, you know, it was a dire situation. Maybe he still felt he needed more of a tefillah. So no, a person could get out of that. You could say, no, Moshe is a novice. He should know when he's hit the mark. He should have realized, you know, enough is enough, get on with it and do something about it. So that, but whatever he was supposed to do, Hashem was telling him to get the tefillahs, get on with it. So, no one, what was he, how was he supposed to do? A separate question. But we find a very, very similar Rashi in Parshas Baha'alei. In Parshas Baha'alei with the mitzvah with Miriam, Miriam's stricken with Saras, and Moshe Rabbeinu utters the famous five words tefillah, Kel Mor Rafor Nor Lo. Rashi says, why such a short tefillah? So Rashi brings two pshatim. The first pshat is a Sifri, which says, seemingly, it seems he'd learned his lesson. Says Rashi, Mipnei Ma'ala Herech Moshe B'Tfilah. Why did Moshe not have an elected tefillah when it came to the mitzvah of Miriam? Says Rashi, Shelo Yehu Yisrael Omrim, Achesen Esulam B'Tzorah V'Hu Amitum Arbe B'Tfilah. Klal Yisrael would say, what is this, Moshe, you're davening elected tefillah, your sister's in trouble? Why such a long tefillah? Again, the same yisod, because as long as you're davening, nothing's going to happen. She's not going to get any better. So again, you could ask the same question. How would Moshe know that after five words it was enough? Seemingly he did. Okay, you could say he was a novi, he was a prophet, fine. But look at the second shot in Rashi. Dovar Acher. Shelo Yomri Yisrael, so that Klal Yisrael shouldn't say, Bishvil Achosa Hu Marech B'Tfilah. When it comes to his sister, you know, family here. Well, favoritism here. For his sister, he done was a lengthy tefillah. When it comes to us, he cuts it short. People would say it's favoritism. So therefore he made sure to daven the shortest tefillah you can imagine, a five-word tefillah. What sort of taina would Klal Yisrael have? Surely it's unfounded. Obviously, different situations should require different length of tefillah. How could you say to Moshe, well, when it comes to your sister, you daven a different, you know, a longer tefillah? He could say, well, what do you mean? For that situation, I require a longer tefillah. Maybe the zuch, when it's the tzibur, I don't require such a big tefillah because the zuchus of the tzibur together. There could be many reasons. Maybe the situation, the mood I was in, emotional drive. There's many factors. What sort of taina would Klal Yisrael have here? From everything we've seen so far, therefore, it would seem that actually we're wrong. A tefillah does have a fixed length, whether it's the five words, whatever the length is. But a tefillah does have, if you want a minimum, a shame tefillah is already at a certain point. Anything beyond that seems to be, if you want, we'll call it hiddur tefillah for our purposes, but it's just to gain more connection with Hashem. What is a tefillah? What does the word tefillah mean, by the way, before we go any further? What is a tefillah? Tefillah, the word tefillah, is a posuk in Parshas Vayechi. Naftulei elekim niftalti, says Rashi there, what's naftulei? A loshon of connection. It's a loshon of chibur. That's why for any grammarians here, the Lashon of Tefillah is always written in the reflexive. His palel. It's always written in the reflexive. Because the reflexive denotes a certain connection. It's not active that I've given and that's it, it's gone. It denotes a certain connection back to me. That's the idea of Tefillah. So therefore it would seem that actually there is a certain length for Tefillah, and anything more than that is just to build more to make us build a stronger connection with Hashem. For who? Is it for the supplicant or is it for the person for whom I'm davening? That may depend on the different pshatim and rashi. But we're not going to discuss that today. I'll go upon him again. It seems from these rashis, from the tainis that Klal Yisrael would have had, that there is a certain length of tefillah, and anything beyond that is just, if you want, hiddur tefillah is to build a stronger connection. Let's try and explore and try and understand what are these two facets of tefillah. The Rambam famously says at the beginning of Hilchas Tanis, that an ace tzara, that a time of trouble, is mechayev a person to daven. It obligates a person to daven. What does that mean? The answer, the explanation is poshut. If Hashem loves us, why would He put us in trouble? The answer is, it's a wake-up call. That's what the Rambam says. He says, it's waking us up to do teshuva. So therefore, at which point have I woken up? And I turn to Hashem and I say to Him, Hashem, I recognize that the Torah has come from You. You're the only one who can help me. So then it's hit its mark. In the words of Rosh Hashem Pinkas, he says, what is Kavon? He says, people think Kavon is like this. You know, Hashem, I really need £1,000. And what is real Kavon? Real Kavon is, Hashem, I really, really, really need £1,000. So Rosh Hashem Pinkas, that's not Kavon, and that's not real Kavon. He says, Kavonah is, Hashem, I need £1,000. And you know what? If you don't give it to me, I'm not going to be able to get it from anyone else. You're the only one who can give it to me. That's Kavonah. And he says, real kavon is you turn to Hashem and you say to him, look, it's desperate. I need that £1,000. There's no one else that can help me. And if you don't give it to me, I'm going to die. That's real kavon, says Rav Shimshon Pinkus. Kavona is the recognition that Hashem is the only one who can help me. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu expressed in 5 words. Kael nor. You are the kael. Meaning you are the only one who can help me here. And therefore, refor nor lo. I recognize the problem, these tzaras in this case with Miriam, has come from you. And you're the only one who can remove it. You are the doctor who can remove it. Ke'ani Hashem refecho. Therefore I'm asking of you, Hashem, please remove it. That is a tefillah. When a person does that, it's hit the mark. If the time is right, it doesn't mean, you know, as they famously say, the person who went to, I don't know, some rebbe probably it took place with, he said to him, you know, I daven, Hashem just never answered my tefillahs. He says, yes, he did. The answer was no. If the time is right, then the refuah will come.
What was the first refuah?
Sorry?
Kael no, what's the first, why two no's, what was the first no? Kael, the full no go. Could have made it shorter.
Enochanami. I'm not going to the Pirush Aminus, what every word is there, Enochanami. But I'm just breaking it down into the two parts there you've got is the Kael and Enochanami and the Refor No. Is please heal. Two, the recognition where it comes from and that you're the only one who can help and therefore please heal. That is a basic tefillah. And that's why the Rambam says, before the Anshei Knesset Sagadela came along, the Chiyuv of tefillah was everyone davened as they wished, but one a day. Why? Just to maintain a connection. Whereas in English we say just to touch base. Just once a day to speak to Hashem. Just to say, Hashem, I haven't forgotten about you. I know you're there, I rely on you. Just once a day. Carries on the Rambam. And he says like this. He says, Ketzadiyah Kavona. He says that a person should... It comes after that. The next Rambam says of this. Imhoya rogil marb, if a person was rogil, a person was able to daven, he's fluent in davening, marbe bitzchino uvatosha, then he would daven more. Vimhoya arals for sayin, but if he had some sort of speech impediment, then medaber kfi yecholto uvacholi shayirta, he would daven as much as he wanted, as much as he could, and then he goes on and he says, so the number of tefillahs, the length of tefillah, etc. Now, there's a very basic question over here. The Rambam refers to somebody who's got aral tzfasai. He's got a bit of a speech impediment. What's he mean by that? He means somebody who's got a stutter? Somebody who's mute? Something like, what does the Rambam mean? Now, I'll prove to you, I don't think that's what the Rambam means. Because the Rambam holds, there's a Gemara in Brachos which talks about, hiror kedibur domi, elav kedibur domi. In other words, do I have to verbalize my tefillah? Or is it good enough for it just to think about it, to contemplate? And the Rambam famously paskins, we don't paskin like this, but the Rambam famously paskins the Hiror Kedibur Domi. That when it comes to tefillah, I can just think it in the heart. So what's the problem if I've got a speech impediment? I'll think it in the heart. What does the Rambam mean, aral tzfasai? The answer is he doesn't mean a speech impediment. He means somebody who's lacking emotional drive. Like the Rambam's talked about beforehand. In other words, of course, there's a basic chiyuv tefillah every day that I have to connect with Hashem once a day. 5 words before we the Anshei Knesset Sagadela came along, it could be 5 words. Make one tefillah. That's the basic, because I've got to maintain that connection. More than that depends on the person. As we said, the more than that refers to the second facet of tefillah. That's what we've called hidur tefillah, to make a stronger connection, so on and so forth. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan famously said in the Gemara. He said, "Valavai she's palel odom kolayim kudo." Halavai that a person would daven all day. What does it mean? Well, I shouldn't learn. What he means to say is halavai that I would be able to daven and continue davening and continue davening and feel a stronger and stronger connection. But the Matthias is not like that. You know, if a person davens a 3-hour Shemona Esrei, and within that time, let's say 10 minutes, he's actually concentrating on his tefillah. And the other 2 hours, 50 minutes, he's thinking about his business, thinking about what he's going to be having for supper that night. It's a waste of time. That's what the Rambam is telling us here. That's a waste of time. Daven in 10 minutes, that's good enough. What the Rambam is telling us again, is that there are two parts to tefillah. There is a basic tefillah, which is just to connect, and now, obviously, by the way, nowadays that is 3 times a day. The Anshei Knesset Sagadela saw that perhaps with Yerizas Hadoris, as God has got worse, darker, it was necessary for us to connect with Hashem, to touch base 3 times a day. And apparently 18 or 19 brachos a day became necessary within each tefillah. But that is the basic minimum. That is a tefillah. That is the essence of tefillah, i.e. just to touch base. More than that is what we call hidr tefillah. And that's, as the Rambam says, it depends on emotional drive, it depends on the mood, the situation, and so on and so forth. Using this, we should now be able to answer our original question. The Rambam said that if a person can't, if he doesn't have kavanah, then don't bother davening. We then came to the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says, no, as long as you can have kavanah in the first bracha, it's still worth davening. And then we've come to the situation nowadays that the halacha is that even if a person's not going to have kavanah at all, still better to daven. And the question we asked is, well, what's the point in that? The answer is, because of the situation we're facing today in Golus, it's become necessary that, you know what, even if you're not going to think about the words, let's go back to our moshul. The person who got out of bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he davened a tefillah half asleep, but he got out of bed, didn't he? He took out a siddur. What was he doing that for? He obviously knew that he was going to daven, meaning he was going to connect with his Creator, he was going to connect with Hashem. That in itself is, it's kedai, making the whole cheshbon, and we're not going to go, without going into the ins and outs, whether there is mamash halacha l'maaseh, whether there are isuri d'oraisa, like the Master Rosh Yeshiva was bringing down. But the point is, it's a case of pikuach nefesh, in this case spiritual pikuach nefesh. If we don't make that connection with Hashem 3 times a day, the dangers in Godus, as Godus gets worse, gets darker, we get the ikvas of the Mashiach are getting stronger, those birth pangs are getting worse and stronger, it's all the more imperative to make that connection. And that's why, and this, the base of the halakha we're presenting here, by the way, I've since found that the Aruch HaShulchan and many acharonim present as very similar mahalik. The idea is because it's become necessary, so therefore, just to get out of bed, that in itself is a tefillah. If you take a look, there are actually, without going into the ins and outs of it, but there is another facet of tefillah, and that is what we call direction. That's the idea of being mechavein libel hashamayim, davening towards the Beis Hamikdash, or at least having, just realizing that I'm davening to Hashem. That in itself is worth something. And it's kedai to do that. This is the way we paskin. It's kedai to do that, even if it means I know I'm not going to have kavanah. Now obviously this is not a justification, it's not ideal, far from it. But halacha l'maaseh, if a person was placed in such a situation where he knows for whatever reason it is, let's say it's 10 minutes to go till Sof's month's filler, and he's thinking to himself, should I daven, should I not daven? I'm not going to have kavanah. For whatever reason it may be, it's two torahs. Says the poskim say it's still kedai to daven, for the reason we've outlined here, because to make that connection is more important than any other cheshbonis we could imagine. If we bear this yesod in mind, we can now understand one or two other matters pertaining to halacha. There's a Gemara in Brachos which says, Rabbi Akiva used to, did he daven in long Shemoneh Esrei or short Shemoneh Esrei? So it depends. If he was davening together with the tzibur, because of tirchat the tzibur, he'd cut it short. If he was without the tzibur, he'd daven a longer tzibur. Now, before what we said today, well, why? Mimoloshov, what do you mean, short, long? Is it a tzibur or is it not a tzibur? Should I be cutting it short? And obviously when we talk about Rabbi Akiva's short tzibur, we're talking about something which is way beyond our wildest dreams of what we could ever attain in a tzibur. What it means is, because for Rabbi Akiva, davening a short tefillah is a tefillah nonetheless. It's the basic minimum, and it means more than our basic minimum. But if it's a basic minimum, that is a tefillah. Anything more than that is hidur tefillah. It's building the connection further, but not at the expense of others. Just like Hashem said to Moshe in this week's Sedra, Kaladi Sola Nesunim Betzora. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu realized when it came to Miriam, his sister is standing Betzora. Now's not a time for tehitzel tefillah, to build that connection further. Just daven the basic minimum, whatever the basic minimum may be. Whether it's 5 words, whatever the case may have been for Rabbi Akiva, for us, as we've said nowadays, the basic minimum is just touching base. But that is the basic minimum. More than that, not at the expense of the tzibur. It's taka brought, la'arocha, this is brought la'arocha in the case of a shliach tzibur, who's warbling away. So the Mechaber says there, if it's just to show off his own voice, that's taka shrek l'chazach, not particularly, doesn't speak very kindly about that. But he said, but even if your kavanah is l'shem shamayim, it's to arouse the tzibur to daven with more kavanah, he says it's a very good thing. But he finishes off and he says, umikol mokum, nevertheless, kol shemarech b'tzvilose lo'teveis v'nei terach ha'tzibur. But somebody who davens beyond, he goes beyond six hours tefillah, and the tzibur are sitting there, you know, we want to get home, we want to make kiddush, that is tefillah, the tzibur, there's no justification for that. With all the cheshbonot you've got in mind, with all the kavonos l'shem shamayim, as we've seen from Moshe, that doesn't come into the equation, you have to think about the tzibur. There's another one last halacha, we'll branch out a little bit, but it goes like this. There's a bir halacha who's got a sofek like this, in Simon Kuf Tess, at the beginning there. What happens if I'm davening in the silent Shemona Esrei, and I'm thinking to myself like this, look, I could speed up a little bit. Obviously I will have kavanah, normal kavanah that has to be, because otherwise it's not a tefillah, as we said. Even according to what we said today, the chatzchilah, you have to have pirush anemis. But I think to myself, you know what, I could daven a little quicker, cut out the personal bakoshes, things like that. I could daven a little quicker, and then I'll catch chazaras hashatz. I'll catch kedusha, is actually what he's talking about there. It's a tremendous thing. Kedusha is benikdashi b'serif b'nei Yisrael, whether it's deraisa, whether it's derabbana, but it's a tremendous thing. And chazaras hashatz is also not to be underestimated. Our P.R. Rizal, it's a higher darga than the tefillah shebelachash, it's a higher darga than the silent Shemona Esrei. So what should he do? So the Mishnah Berurah ends off with a tzarachim. He says he doesn't know. He doesn't know. Is it kedai to speed up? Or is it, should I continue davening? He says he doesn't know. What has become accepted? Now, before to speak about what has become accepted, what's the cheshbon? The cheshbon is like we've said. Because look, the basic minimum I'm going to daven either way. I'm going to make sure that basic kavana I'll have. My shayla is just whether to have this, what we're referring to as hiddur tefillah. Because I want to make a stronger connection. Well, you know what? You could do that some other time of the day. Right now, I've got an opportunity to be mekayim the mitzvah of kedusha, and I could hear chazaras hashatz. Maybe that's overrides. Efshel ekayim shneir. What do you say? No, still at the end of the day, right now I'm still governing. Don't speed up. What do I do? And that's the Mishnah Berurah's sofik. Halacha lemaisa, all the poskim, the Chazanish, the Aruch HaShulchan, many, many more. They all say, just keep davening. If you're davening, you don't have to worry about it. But I just want to mention one halacha. And that is because, I think it's halacha which perhaps people know, but a lot of people I've seen just don't, it's mainly for the Shliach Tzibur. And that is like this. If a person is still davening, a person's davening the Kohen Shemona Esrei, and he realizes, he's not, you know, as we said, keep davening. Can he be Yotze Kedusha in any way? The answer is yes. The Moshe, let's say he's holding a Shema Kaleinu. So he stops in Shema Kaleinu, and he listens to the Shliach Tzibur, called Shema Kaleinu. And when you hear the Shliach Tzibur saying Kedusha, with that, he's Yotze. Now, this discussion in the Rishonim about it, whether Shema Kaleinu, because surely it's a Hefsuk. If I can be Yotze with Shema Kaleinu, so I may as well answer. Surely Shema Kaleinu means it's as if I'm saying it. Okay, without going into the longest of Shema Kaleinu words, the Maisa is accepted. That is obviously, one point to make, that is obviously on condition that a person starts a Shemona Esrei together with the Tzibur. If a person starts a Shemona Esrei late, he walked into shul 5 minutes late, there's no justification to start, unless it's another halacha. Look, sometimes people may miscalculate. But if a person realizes he's not going to be able to finish in time to catch Kedusha, don't start. So what should you do? Daven Mila B'Mila, we won't go into that today. But assuming I started, as we said, I started together with the Shliach Tzibur, so now the question is, I'm not going to catch Kedusha, so I stop in the middle and I listen to the Shliach Tzibur. But there's a very, very important point here. If a person, the Shliach Tzibur, as we said, is going to be with Shema Kaina. Therefore it is the responsibility of the Shliach Tzibur to make sure that people can hear it. Now you see this, I don't know where it's come from, that sometimes the Shliach Tzibur thinks there's dafka in Indian to say it under his breath. In other words, when it comes to Kodesh, 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 he says it quietly, and all you hear is L'om al-Sam Baruch Yameiru. Comes to Baruch Kavod Hashem. All you hear is Uvedivrei Kol Shefar Kol Suv Leima. Now I can only theorize where it's come from is from Sidurim, because you look in the Moshe Yoar scroll, you'll see when it says Kodesh Kodesh, it says congregation and Chazan, and L'om al-Sam Baruch Yameiru, it says Chazan aloud. So people have, you know, with great Salam to say, they've come out with that part should be said aloud, and the rest of it should be said quietly. But it's Mamash, it's Keneged Halach. There is one shayla, and that is, look, let's say you're davening a big shmona, you're davening in a big Beis Hamedrash, and I can't possibly say it loud enough that the people standing at the back who are still davening are going to be able to hear me. So what do I do then? And this again is another one of the Mishnah Berurah's fakers. He doesn't go either way. He says, is it better for me to wait for the tzibur to quieten down and then start kodesh, kodesh, kodesh? Or no? Maybe it's better not to be motzi atzma min atzibur. Not you're supposed to say kedusha together with the tzibur. What's the better of the two? He leaves it a bit of a sophic. However, again, Rav Moshe Feinstein and others, they say, your responsibility as a Shliach Tzibur is to make sure people can hear you. If there are people still davening, then you have to make sure they can hear you. And therefore you should wait, if it's necessary, obviously the idea is you should say it with them, much louder than them, but if you can't possibly do that, you're not a human microphone, so wait for the Tzibur to quieten down. Maybe it's even better, obviously, if you could do it before the Tzibur actually finish, or Tokadei Dibur, that definitely is an Eitzah. But if it becomes absolutely necessary that I have to wait for the Tzibur to finish before I start, and that's the way, says Rav Moshe, that's the way a person should do it. One last point is, does the Shliach Tzibur have to have Kavonah to be Moitzi? If we're saying it works through Shomea Kohenah, then Shomea Kohenah needs the Kavonah of the listener and the one who's being Moitzi. So Rabbi Vadia Yosef and others say, you know what, nowadays there's no point stopping Shemoneh Esrei to listen to Kedusha. He says, most Shluchei Tzibur, they don't know what they're doing anyway, they don't know. That's what he says. He says, most, you don't have fixed Shluchei Tzibur nowadays. He says, they don't know to have Kavanah. I mean, let's be fair, how are they supposed to know? However, Rav Moshe Feinstein, he argues on that and he says, no, it doesn't matter. He says, what do you think you're doing up there, entertaining? You know you're up there for a reason. So you may not know all the ins and outs of that office. Your kavanah is, normally speaking, a person's kavanah is, I'm doing whatever Chazal wants of me, and therefore that kavanah stomi is good enough, and therefore that works. However, says Rav Moshe, there is one final eitzah, and that is, I could ask the person standing next to me to be motzi me with kedusha. That is one eitzah. Says Rav Moshe, but there you most definitely have to ask him to be motzi you. Because otherwise, how's he supposed to know? So just to sum up, in brief, what we've spoken about today is that there are two facets to tefillah. The basic minimum, whatever that basic minimum may have been, but today, in today's times, the basic minimum is simply to make the connection, to realize I'm davening to Hashem. And based on that, there are certain cheshbonos which come into it. Certain times it's better to speed up, for example, because of tirchot etzibura. Obviously, bearing in mind that I should have the basic kavanah, and to save tirchot etzibura. Or possibly, although we don't pass in at this point, when it comes to Kedusha, there is also, Mr. Burr's got a tzad to speed up for that.